This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 821. Don't be an oddball. Listen today. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, you'll get five new ways to use the word odd to create fun responses in conversations that will make you sound interesting and natural.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, not too bad. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. So I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So, Lindsay, what are the odds that you'll go back to Japan sometime in the next 5 years?
I would say the odds are pretty good, but I'm unlikely to go live there. I might go visit because I love it so much. I love the food. I love the culture. I love Tokyo. So odds are pretty good that I'll go back for a visit.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, I want to go back. I want to go back again too. I just met a student from Japan, a new student, and we were just talking all about Japan and how much I love it and all the wonderful things. So yeah. So what phrase did we use here?
Well, we use the phrase "the odds are." So interesting phrase.
Yeah. The odds. Yeah. What does that even mean?
It kind of means like the chances, it's like we say sometimes, like, what are your odds when you're about to play a game, or what's your chance that you'll win? You know, that kind of thing. What's the likelihood?
Right. What's the likelihood? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So I have another question. So what are the odds that we're going to talk about the word odd in this episode?
I think it's pretty good, maybe near 100%.
I think so, too. Well, yes. So today, guys, we did get a listener question about this special word, odds, right? So, Lindsay, you want to read the question for us?
Okay, so this question is from Stefano from Italy. So he says, "Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. First of all, I want to thank you so much for answering my question on the adverb past. Also, thanks for providing a usage example based on running, which really resonated with me. In fact, I'm coming to New York City in November to run the marathon." Ooh, he's running the marathon.
Come say hi.
Yeah, go visit Michelle in New York. Very cool. It's very hard to get in that marathon too. But okay, so it was nice listening to an episode based on a question of mine, so I'll throw in another, which is indeed an odd one. So good, Stefano. I'm familiar with the literal meaning of odd, but sometimes I happen to hear expressions like being at odds with something or odds are that, etc., whose meaning I can't fully grasp. Could you please help me understand them better? Also provide examples and alternative expressions that I can use interchangeably. Thanks again. You rock. Have a good one. Stefano. Oh, good question.
Cool question. Yeah, a lot of fun. And just, of course, when we were reading this, I realized that I forgot to answer the very first question about being at odds with something. So we got to get to that. I've had to put in a lot of other things, but that one phrase I totally missed. So I'm sorry, Stefano, but we'll talk about it. We'll get to it. So this word, the odds, odd and odds, there are a lot of different uses, right? Yeah. Like we use it in so many different ways, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, a lot of different uses. And it's also in all of these different ways, it's very conversational. It's very local, like insider speak in a lot of cases. So you guys should listen up today if you want to build those connections that you're looking for.
Right, right. Definitely. So, you know, we were talking, let's go through some of the meanings. Okay. So what's the first one?
Well, when we talk about numbers, we have even numbers, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and we have odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. So that's used like in guessing games, calculations, math class, used more when you're a kid, I guess, in school.
Right, right. An odd number, right? So if I'm saying like, Lindsay, think of a number and then I'm going to guess it, I might say, you know, oh, is it even? And you say, no, it's odd. Mm-hmm, exactly. I don't know why we would be playing that game, but maybe one day.
Maybe one day. When we run out of content, we'll just start playing just games guessing, on the guessing. Show.
Okay, awesome. All right. So another way that this is used is to talk about the chances, right? The likelihood. And that's how we used it in the beginning, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So when we talk about gambling or schedules, games, I love the expression, like the odds are stacked against you. Ooh. When, you know, when you gamble, like the house always wins, they say, when you go to like a casino, the odds are stacked against you. I love that.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, for example, here I asked you in the beginning, you know, what are the odds that, right? So this is about schedule. This, we could use it about scheduling, right? So what are the odds that you're free on Tuesday for lunch, right?
Yeah. It's like when you're expecting it to be unlikely.
Right.
You would say that. You wouldn't, if someone had a wide open schedule and they were always available, you wouldn't say that to someone because there's no, it's obvious. Of course you're going to be free.
Right.
But if I'm saying, I know you're so busy, but what are the odds that you might be free on Tuesday? Right. It's like, ooh, I'm thinking there's a slim chance.
True, true, true. Yeah. And then I was also thinking about the situation where if you run into someone like that you're surprised about, you might just say, what are the odds? Right.
Oh my God. That's so natural. And again, guys, listen up today. Go back, listen again to this episode, write these down because these are very, like I said before, very insider phrases that natives use all the time. And you could really connect with people if you start using these. I mean, if we ran into each other in New York, right? And we didn't know that I was going to be in New York. I would say something like that. Oh my gosh, Michelle, what are the odds? I can't believe I ran into you.
Exactly. And that's a very different intonation pattern, right? Where it's instead of saying, what are the odds that blah, 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 you're saying, what are the odds? What are the odds?
Exactly. And what you're implying is, what are the odds that we would see each other, right?
Exactly.
It was unlikely. It shouldn't have happened. Yeah, I love that.
Right. And then, you know, you could also say just instead of what are the odds that, you can also say the odds that something, something, something will happen are slim. So, for example, the odds that I go bike riding this weekend are slim.
Based on your normal weekend activities, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Guys, if you want to go deeper with these episodes and reach that level of connection and fluency, you can get our transcripts so that you can follow along every day and you'll know every word that we use. And if you subscribe, you save 50%. Plus, we deliver them to you every Monday in your email inbox. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
All right. So let's do another meaning of the word odd. What is it, Lindsay?
It's something that is strange, weird.
Right, right. So if you say like, that's odd, right? That you're meaning like, that's strange, right? So for example, okay, if Lindsay and I were like coming back to my apartment or something like that to hang out and I say, oh, no, let's say we're roommates. So if I say, oh, the door is open.
Yeah, that's odd. That's odd. I thought I locked it.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Okay. So that can mean strange. And then there's
these are phrases you might hear in a horror movie just before someone.
Yeah. I know. That's that
odd.
One scared
Why
me.
Is that door open?
That's odd.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then also kind of in this a definition of strange, it's also this oddball, right? Like that means kind of strange, but a little goofy, right?
Yeah, just strange. Like Brian's such an oddball, but I love him. He's so funny.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, he's oddball. We also say goofball, right?
Goofball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think oddball and goofball are a little bit different. Like if you say that someone is odd, it's just like the person's a little strange. But goofball to me just means they're goofy. Like they are, they play around, like they joke around. They're like a comedian kind of.
Right. Whereas oddball means they're, you know, they could be kind of goofy and fun, but they're also just a little strange. Like, oh, that guy's strange, but he's so funny, you know?
Right. Yeah. But they don't have to come together. They could mean something different. They could both describe the same person, or they could not.
Exactly. I mean, would you say that oddball, if you say someone's an oddball, that it's a positive or a negative connotation?
Kind of an oddball. I think it's a little bit... I think it's kind of neutral, actually. Yeah. It just depends on what the topic is. Like, oh, hey, do you know my friend Sarah? Yeah, that person's kind of an oddball. Like, it depends on the topic.
Yeah, I agree. I think it could be either. And I think it depends how you say it. And I think it is kind of neutral, but you could use it in either way.
Yeah, that's true. And yep, absolutely. Okay, love it.
All right. And the last one, except for that, I want to do the one that Stefano asked about, when you're like kind of to be left out of something, like we say the odd man out, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. The person who doesn't get included.
Right. The person not included. So like, ugh, I hate being the odd man out when teams are picked. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, Michelle, did that happen to you in school?
My real
life. Did people not pick you?
Well, I don't, you know, I feel like that situation never really came up in school because I don't know. Maybe they picked the teams for us. But if it did come up, that definitely would have been me. And I'm sure it did happen because I am not good at sports. I would have been picked for like the singing team, but I wouldn't have been picked for
that's funny.
For anything with sports. So so those are four of them. And then I want to, because I'm so sorry, Stefano, I want to make sure I get to this one. So being at odds with something. Do you know the meaning of that one, Lindsay?
To be at odds with something. I don't know. What do you think that means, Michelle? What does that mean to you?
That means like more of like that there's some sort of problem or not. Maybe it could be an argument. Or some sort of conflict, right?
Mm, yeah, or like between two people, for example, could you say we're at odds with each other or with one another?
Yeah, or you could be at odds with yourself, like almost like in your thinking, like or maybe you're at odds with a decision, perhaps.
Okay, I like that. That's a high level phrase.
Yeah, I'm not. I'd have to get back into it, but yeah, I think mostly it means like to be at odds with someone is like that there's some sort of problem or conflict.
Okay, right. So something doesn't match up.
Right. So we're kind of at odds with each other about this one because I want to go to France and he wants to go to England or something like that. We're at odds about it.
Okay, that works. I like it.
So yeah. So let's do a little role play. And guys, we're going to use the word odd in here like a million times. So
get ready. It's unlikely that in a normal conversation you'd use it quite this much, but this is just to show you guys, right?
The odds are very slim that you would use it like this. Yes, but we're going to give you a lot of different ways that you could use it, but don't do this. This would be crazy.
Don't do this.
Okay. All right. So what's the situation here, Lindsay?
So in this situation, we have two old friends and they run into each other at a grocery store. But one had told another that they were not available to hang out. So,
ooh, that's awkward.
This could be awkward.
Here we go. All right. Stacy?
What are the odds? Hi, Lauren.
So funny running into you. That's odd, though. I thought you were out of town.
Yes, you're right. I was out of town, but I just got back. I knew I'd be exhausted and I couldn't hang out.
I see. Yeah, you crack me up. You're such an oddball. So what are the odds you're free tomorrow?
Ooh, the odds are slim. I'm busy all day. Sorry.
Got it. So there's an odd number of people coming to my card game next week. Want to be the fourth?
Oh, no, I can't.
Ooh, too bad. I guess I'll be the odd man out. Let me know when you're free. Ooh, that was awkward.
Clearly, I do not want to hang out with you.
Yeah. Gosh, Stacy, really you're so that. Mean.
Yeah. I'm trying to send you a message here.
Yeah. I think at the end I'm starting to get it.
It's taken a while.
It's almost like I'm trying to corner you, like, oh, just tell me you were lying. Just tell me.
That's funny. All right. Okay.
Awesome. Cool. So let's just go through this. So I don't know. I don't think we used all of the phrases, but we used most of them. So in this one, we are kind of at odds with each other, right, Lindsay? In this kind of
we're around. Just not agreeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of, you can see that there might be some sort of conflict that maybe isn't being said. So maybe we're at odds with each other, but no one is saying it directly.
Yeah, that's true. And so the first thing I said was, what are the odds? Right?
Yeah.
What are the odds? You don't run into people usually, and it's unlikely. So what are the odds?
Exactly, right? And then I said, so funny running into you. That's odd, though. I thought you were out of town, right? So this one is, that's strange.
Exactly. And then the next one is, you said, I see. You crack me up. You're such an oddball, right? You're so weird. You're so strange, right? And then I'm going to invite you again, which is kind of strange, socially speaking.
I'm just not picking up on the situation.
You're just not picking it up, but that's fine. So you say, so what are the odds you're free tomorrow, right? So I'm saying, is it likely? Is it possible that you're free tomorrow?
Right, exactly. And I think in this situation, I'm more so like, maybe I know what's going on, but I'm just trying to like get you to admit it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, then you say, the odds are slim. And the thing is, you don't even give an excuse. You don't even say like, oh, sorry, I have to do this or whatever. Like, so I feel like it's even more direct. Like, I'm not even going to try and give you an excuse.
Exactly. And then you said, then you tried again the third time you tried to invite me. You really should take a hint there, Lauren.
I'm sorry, Stacey.
Okay. Right. So you said, so there are an odd number of people coming to my card game. Want to be the fourth, right? An odd number meaning 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Right. Okay. And maybe we need another person, right? So, and you said, I can't. And so I said, I guess I'll be the odd man out. So that's mean I'll be left out of something.
Yeah, because you're going to be like the fifth or the seventh, right? Okay, good. Let me know when you're free. Okay, cool. That's funny. So what's the takeaway today, Michelle?
That this word can be used in many different ways, and it's very versatile, and there are a lot of phrases in English where this is used. So play around with it, listen to it, but don't say it all at once, like in this conversation.
Don't say it all at once. That's unlikely. But yeah, guys, these are real native natural phrases, insider phrases. Go back, listen again, write these down, and plan to use at least one of them. Okay, that's what I would recommend. Use at least one of them. And remember, guys, if you want to know exactly what we said today, you want to get the transcripts, and you can save 50% when you subscribe, and we'll even send them to you every week by email. It's so easy. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Very cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for that question, and thanks for hanging out, Lindsay.
Yeah, Michelle, I'll talk to you next time. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.